In the headlines, the World Bank predicts slower growth for Barbados in the midst of rising debt pressures, but a noted economist says, do not panic. Plans are on track for Barbados to receive 35 new electric buses by the end of this year. The Ministry of Agriculture taken to task for failed projects and misuse of fertile lands, and Ghana signals readiness to extradite the Mohammed family to the U.S. This is the lunchtime edition of The Latest. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Details up ahead.
The lunchtime edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News is brought to you in association with CIBC Caribbean and ICBL. Always there when you need us most.
Life has many uncertainties. We never know what lies ahead. Losing an anchor in a family can create financial burdens too hard to handle. Talk to ICBL about our Easy Secure Life plan and get the coverage your family will need should the unexpected happen. Protect your loved ones and avoid leaving your financial burdens behind for them. For more information on Easy Secure Life, visit us at icbl.com. You just never know. ICBL. Always there when you need us most.
Mommy, are you writing to Santa too?
You have Santa.
I have CIBC Caribbean.
CIBC has sweetened the season so you can bring your holiday dreams to life and wrap a new home or land with incredible cashback deals. Plus, your approved loan gives you a chance to win up to $5,000. Apply now at www.cibccaribbean.com/sweetentheseason. Terms and conditions apply.
The World Bank is warning that Barbados' high debt levels and rising borrowing costs are putting pressure on the country's economic recovery. In its latest regional report, the bank projects growth will slow to just by 2% by the year 2026 and 2027, marking the end of Barbados' strong post-pandemic rebound. It says that government spending remains elevated while high global interest rates are driving up debt services costs and squeezing fiscal space. The report also highlights continuing challenges with youth unemployment and weak productivity, warning that without deeper reforms, the economy could remain trapped in slow expansion. However, speaking to Starcom Network earlier today, economist and infrastructure advisor to the Government of Ontario, Carlos Fort, said the report was in line with predictions made in Barbados' own central bank report earlier, and there was therefore no need to panic.
I wouldn't want to suggest that there would be an increase in unemployment as a result of this slowdown, or that people who are on contract should feel insecure and that they may lose those job opportunities, because as we know, there are some attendant job shortages in the economy, in the construction in particular, but also in terms of some specialized skill areas. I would want to assure Barbadians, notwithstanding the broader economic strain that they have been contending with for many years now, that this recent reporting should not lead to them feeling more insecure about the economic prospects.
Mr. Fort also pointed to issues with unemployment among the youth as one of the key issues government and the private sector should now focus on.
That group of people have been contracting for various reasons, aging population, early retirements, people also migrating for better opportunities outside the country. But also after a period of significant economic challenge beginning in 2010, there are some people who would have dropped out of the labor force, not seeking work, feeling discouraged, and so forth. And that smaller labor force, there are fewer people employed in Barbados today than in 2007, and certainly even compared with 2018.
economist and infrastructure advisor to the government of Ontario, Carlos Fort. Plans are on track for Barbados to receive 35 new electric buses by the end of the year. That's according to Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Transport and Works, Santia Bradshaw, who made the disclosure following a courtesy call with the new Chinese ambassador to Barbados, Zhen Bingkai. Ms. Bradshaw said the additional bills and the additional buses build 30 donated by the Chinese this year and officially handed at the MTW's headquarters this morning.
By the end of this year, adding another 35 buses to our electric bus fleet. That will enable us certainly to be able to not only have the largest electric bus fleet in this part of the Western Hemisphere, but certainly to alleviate a number of the concerns that have been expressed by commuters regarding the scheduling of buses, the accessibility of buses in a number of areas. Put simply, if we don't have the buses, we are challenged to be able to provide the support that is necessary to Barbadians. So we are grateful for this level of commitment from the People's Republic of China, and grateful that Ambassador Zheng is with us this morning to be able to officially not just sign over the documents, but also to officially hand over the buses that have been donated graciously by the People's Republic of China.
Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Transport and Works, Santia Bradshaw. Government is being criticized for its ongoing efforts to re-establish a sweet potato industry, both locally and regionally, with the Democratic Labour Party calling it wishful thinking. Speaking last night via their online forum at DLP TV, Shadow Minister for Agriculture, Amoy Gilding-Bourne, said the sweet potato export ideas touted by the Agriculture Minister Indar Weir were not matching the reality being faced by farmers in the sector.
Last year, we had a hell of a time with sweet potatoes, with the sweet potato slips that were having rot issues. We had to resort to lab-grown sweet potato slips. I don't know if he has really thought out this idea with the £1 million of sweet potatoes, he says. And then recently, we were discussing earlier about this agreement that he's making with Caricom now, with something similar.
That's right.
But we have to deal with our home drums first, home drums beat first. We have to be able to feed ourselves before we can think about exporting. I mean, that's just my 2 cents in relation to the sweet potato part. That's only one of the projects that have failed.
That's DLP candidate for Christchurch East, Amoy Gilding-Bourne, in the lunchtime edition. Following a regional symposium on cannabis in St. Vincent last week, Barbados' delegation has proposed a more unified approach on cannabis laws. Upon her return, Chief Executive Officer at the Barbados Medicinal Cannabis Licensing Authority, Shanika Roberts-Odell, says the key issues arising was the varying policies on cannabis across CARICOM.
There were many key issues discussed in St. Vincent, one being regional harmonization of our laws as they currently stand. There are significant differences in terms of what is allowed in St. Vincent versus what is allowed in Barbados versus what is allowed in Antigua. And there is some recognition that there will have to be some sense of harmonization for the medicinal cannabis industry to move forward together as a Caribbean region.
That's Chief Executive Officer of the Barbados Municipal Cannabis Licensing Authority, Shanika Roberts-Odell. The Barbados Police Service is actively on the hunt for Barbadians between the ages of 18 and 35 to fill over 200 vacancies at the position of constable. Key to this effort is helping citizens understand the role of the police and the different types of jobs that remain available within the police service. Public Relations Officer Acting Inspector Ryan Brathwaite said during a special program on our sister station Hot 95.3 FM that there was especially a need for young men to recruit and serve their community.
And I want people to get ahead and come and serve. It's about service to country. Mm-hmm. We want to serve. We want to do best, what is best for our country. And we need those young, hardworking, capable men and women. We more so men now. The women are coming.
We have a lot of women now.
Women are standing up to the plate and putting their hands in the air, but we need the men to come forward and come and serve your country. You know, it's a lot of pride, there's a lot of joy doing this work, doing police work. Sports is a big part of policing, so the police sports club is there. You have the police boys and girls club
as well
on the street, but the police sports club, we're into cricket, we're into football, we're into pool, we're into dominoes.
That's Public Relations Officer Acting Inspector Ryan Brathwaite. Tropical storm Jerry remains disorganized at its speeds across the central Atlantic this morning. At 5 a.m., the system was located at about 595 miles east of Barbados, moving west-northwest. On its current path, Jerry is expected to pass well north of the island tomorrow, but the Barbados Meteorological Services is urging the public, especially those in the marine sector, to monitor the updates. And just as a quick reminder, the government of Guyana says it stands ready to extradite businessman and political leader Azreddin Mohammed and his father, Nazir Shell Mohammed, who are wanted in the U.S. on multiple fraud and money laundering charges. Our top stories. The World Bank predicts slower growth for Barbados in the midst of rising debt pressures, but a noted economist says, do not panic. Plans are on track for Barbados to receive 35 new electric buses by the end of the year. The Ministry of Agriculture taken to task for failed projects and a misuse of fertile lands. Meanwhile, in Ghana, they're signaling their readiness to extradite the Mohammed family to the US. This has been the lunchtime edition of the latest on Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.